Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. Brother Breck to my left. Randy Bell on the MaxHealth Broadband News and Weather Center. And cutting up with one of the classiest, strongest ladies I have ever had the opportunity to have on this show. I'm talking about the former Neshoba Central Lady Rocket. I'm talking about the current Mississippi State stud. I mean, there's just no other way to describe her other than maybe the word warrior. I'm talking about our special guest today on this Thursday, the one and only Aspen Wesley, who, of course, will get the nod and step in the circle on Friday against Arizona. And you can only imagine the pressure of something like this. The benefit that you've got this week is the fact that you've had a week to prepare for Arizona. Let's go back to last weekend. How much did you know about the Seminole lineup that you'd be facing prior to the game?
Well, as a team, we try to go over everything, like just the plays and stuff, and we want to make sure that we know who we're going to go up against. And, of course, it's Florida State. So we know that they're a big team, and so we just knew we had to be ready for them.
High school. You came from the Neshoba Central in a program that just won its ninth straight state championship. So what was the transition like going from, Neshoba Central to MSU, because I mean you're all in on softball, and you know the type of success that a program can have. Obviously it's different when it's, you know, high school and college, but still there's that tradition of winning for you moving from Neshoba to Mississippi State.
It's so different, like high school ball and coming to the biggest stage of softball is so different. And yes, I did win many state championships, but nothing compared to this big stage level type of ball.
What did you mean personally to you to have played such a vital role in this historic postseason for the Bulldogs? I mean, because when you look back at your career, there's been a lot of success throughout it. Where did this moment rank for you?
When I think about it, like all the state championships, like I said, like I've won, I just feel like that was nothing compared to that game. And yes, of course, I was always nervous in high school. Always nervous before a game, and I was nervous before this game. I mean, how could you not be? But it was just something like Annie Willis, who is another pitcher who pitched the second game, pitched amazing. She is always talking to me, always, and she's like, Aspen, you just need to breathe. Like, you're here for a reason. Like, you got this. And I'm like, okay, like, I got this. Like, I just have to keep telling myself, like, I can do this.
It's funny you mentioned that. One of my favorite things that I've ever read about you was your first game when you pitched against the Olympians. And Ricketts was like, you can smile now.
That game was also really crazy. I mean, I have never been so shaken up before, like for that Team USA. And I mean, we have cards like that we put on our arms and stuff to look at to see what we're doing, see what type of pitch we're pitching and stuff. And I'm like waiting for Mia Davidson to give me the sign and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have it on my arm. Like, what am I doing? And I'm like going around crazy. And they're like all laughing at me in the dugout. And after I got done, Ricketts was like, you can smile now. And I was like, oh yeah. So I just couldn't quit after that.
And you're talking about Mia out there, and you know she's a great catcher, you know, just a legacy player there at Mississippi State. So what's it mean to have her out there with you? You know, when you have you're looking at the things on your arm, and then you know she's getting the signals and everything. So just from your game, what has she kind of helped you with, and you know, getting there and getting kind of acquainted to the college game?
Calmness. Like, she has helped me every single way. Like, when I see Mia, I know I'm going to be okay. And she's always telling me, just, you know, just relax. Like, it's just me and you. And I'm like, you're right. It is just me and you. And so then I have to zone everything out. And I know she has my back. And so I know she's going to try to do everything she can to, like, stay in front of a ball or catch the ball or do anything that she can. And, like, I mean, she's amazing.